I looked up and saw this thing in the sky.
In a town where one of the most famous UFO sightings of all time happened in 1950, McMiniman's Hotel Oregon presents the 24th annual McMiniman's UFO Fest in McMinnville, Oregon, May 17th and 18th. Join us for an all-star weekend with the world's best speakers on all things ufology. U.S. Navy fighter pilot Ryan Graves, the first active duty pilot to come forward publicly about regular UAP sightings and to testify in front of Congress, will appear, along with historian Garrett Graff, Suzanne and Scott Ramsey, experts on the Aztec New Mexico flying saucer crash, also MUFON's Ron James and Roderick Martin, plus a parade, costume contest, live music, and more. Make your plans before it's too late. The McMiniman's UFO Fest lands this May 17th and 18th in McMinnville, Oregon. Get your tickets to see the speakers at UFOFest.com. That's UFOFest.com. It is a historic day at NASA as the newest and most ambitious rover lands on Mars after 6 months and more than 300 million miles comes the seven precarious minutes. And with me is entry, descent, and landing systems engineer from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Chloe Sackier. Tell us how long you've been involved with the mission.
I've been involved with the mission since about 2017, the summer of 2017, when I interned with the entry, descent, and landing team. And then right after graduating college, I came back and joined full-time and have been part of the fun ever since.
What does COVID protocols mean for an event like this?
Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic has completely changed the way that we thought we would be doing this event and the way that we thought we would be interacting with each other. Many of us have been working remotely. Almost all of us have been working remotely for the past year and only going into lab when absolutely necessary. But we've persevered, as it will, tongue in cheek, to get to this point.
I actually just went back and watched the video of the kid who came up with the name Perseverance. And
curiosity, insight, spirit, opportunity. If you think about it, all of these names of past Mars rovers are qualities we possess as humans. We are always curious and seek opportunity. We have the spirit and insight to explore the moon, Mars, and beyond. But if rovers are to be the qualities of us as a race, we miss the most important thing. Perseverance. We as humans evolved as creatures who could learn to adapt to any situation, no matter how harsh. We are a species of explorers, and we will meet many setbacks on the way to Mars. However, we can persevere. We, not as a nation, but as humans, will not give up. The human race will always persevere into the future. My name is Alexander Mather, and that's why I chose Perseverance as the name of NASA's next Mars rover.
I love that video. I might watch it again before the day is over again today. And the Perseverance name, there's a lot to it. It seems quite fitting.
We have joked so many times over the past year that kid must have known something that we didn't, because just a few short weeks later, all of our lives were changed very drastically. And it really couldn't be a more fitting name, because we have persevered to get the rover to the launch pad, to get through cruise, and now to get to this final phase of the mission to Mars, which is entry, descent, and landing.
Have there been obstacles to overcome along the way?
Absolutely. I mean, the COVID pandemic is just one of those many obstacles. We have an expression, very simple but very true, Mars is hard. It's very hard to land on. It's very hard to travel around and operate a spacecraft on. So there are lots of challenges presented in there. The time that it takes light to travel from Earth to Mars is over 11 minutes at this point in the mission. So not only is it a really challenging and complicated thing to land on Mars, and operate a spacecraft on Mars, but the spacecraft has to do all of that challenging work by herself. It's all completely autonomous. The EDRI descent and landing event itself is the shortest but easily the most dangerous phase of the mission, because there's just so much that has to go off perfectly, timed to the second, for us to safely touch the rover down on Mars.
What makes this rover different from, you know, Curiosity and those before it?
Yeah, so it looks very similar on the outside. They look like very, you know, they're both roughly car-sized. They both have a robotic arm, a mast. They look like similar rovers, but they couldn't be more different. They have completely different instrumentation suites and completely different scientific mission objectives. So the three things that Perseverance is sent to Mars to do is to, one, search for signs of ancient life on Mars. And this is a really big and exciting one, to search for those biosignatures. And the second one is to prepare for eventually sending humans to Mars, which is, you know, very exciting that could one day be a reality. And the third thing is to cache samples of that Martian rock and regolith and dirt and leave it on Mars so that one day we can travel to Mars again and bring those samples back to Earth for analyzing them in our Earth-based laboratories.
Now, when we say stick the landing, this is quite tricky for the rover to land in the section of the red planet that it is going to be landing on, correct?
Exactly. We call it the 7 minutes of terror because it's such a jam-packed, action-packed 7 minutes, and everything, again, as I mentioned, is done completely autonomously. So it's this crazy sequence of events. We hit the Martian atmosphere going really, really fast, over 12,000 miles per hour. We fly for a little bit protected from the crazy heat of that early entry phase with a heat shield. We then deploy a massive supersonic parachute, which is always a nail-biting moment because parachutes are their own mysterious beast. We're on that parachute for a little bit. We get rid of the heat shield. We use the radars underneath that the heat shield exposes to search for the ground and figure out where we are. We have to disconnect from the back shell and our parachute, and then light up these engines on our descent stage that fly us to the landing site we want to select. And then we do this crazy thing called the sky crane maneuver, where we slowly lower the rover down from 20 meters off the ground or 60 feet off the ground and touch it down slowly on its wheels. So there's so much that the spacecraft has to do correctly and at the right time in those crazy 7 minutes of terror.
Can you give us the timeline for the mission? How long is it going to be on Mars? And when do you plan to return these samples?
So the mission is planned to be on Mars for just a couple of years, but as has been the case with many of its preceding Mars missions, hopefully we'll get a much longer lifetime out of it. And the timeline for collecting the samples will be a few years after that. So we're looking to have the samples back on Earth in the early 2030s.
Okay, what about Perseverance's sidekick, Ingenuity? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Perseverance has a little robotic buddy that she's bringing with her to Mars, which is the Ingenuity helicopter. This helicopter lives underneath the rover belly of Perseverance and basically will be a technology demonstration, the first time we've flown rotorcraft on a planet outside of our own, which is really crazy. It's this Wright brothers moment on an entirely different planet. It's really cool.
And for the first time, it's possible that Perseverance may actually capture what it sounds like on Mars.
That's true. Yes, one of the many fascinating new technologies that we're including in the entry, descent, and landing sequence is we've outfitted the spacecraft with cameras and microphones, so we can capture this new visual and auditory aspect of entry, descent, and landing. And many of those microphones, or different microphones, will be part of the surface mission as well. So we'll be able to hear the sounds of Mars. We'll be able to hear the sounds of the instruments performing all of their work. So that'll be a really cool addition to the photos and videos that we'll get back as well.
Chloe, we really appreciate the time, and we'll be watching very patiently.
Thank you so much for having me.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.